Jesse Jeff 567, monitoring.
WSHM 738.
WSHM 567, monitoring.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Morning, Mike.
Whoa, Ben's in bad shape this morning, I think.
Morning, guys. Who's in bad shape?
I said I think the band is in bad shape. I'm not sure here. It seems okay. I was just in a very weak area, I think.
Now you sound like you're coming. Yeah, you're coming in just fine to the repeater. Maybe it's just on your end.
All right, good morning, Sam. I hear Sam in there. Wow, I heard Sam in there. Anyways, all right, it's Friday, and that's a good thing.
Right, so there was somebody else trying to get in there. Did you hear that?
I heard that, but Sam keyed up a time or two ago, and yeah, they were virtually at the same time. I'd heard a first syllable of Sam, and then you squashed them. Sam, you're still in there, right?
WSHF 567, yep, I'm in here. I'm monitoring. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's up, Sam?
In a video chat with the caveman.
Copy that. No, there was somebody in there, else in there too, after Sam. He was barely coming in.
Yeah, it looked like they were coming in through Detroit. I heard the sound, so, yeah, I don't know. All right, anybody else in there? Go ahead. Well, so anyways, anybody's in there, they know to just jump in and throw their call sign in. That's the way it works. So, especially if they have emergency traffic, right? So, no problemo. I think people think because people are talking, they can't use it. No, if they need to call for somebody, they just throw their call sign in. They typically will be acknowledged unless they're known troublemakers, and that's my stance on it.
You know, speaking of emergency traffic, I don't think anybody has ever used that out here.
Well, they tried to when that explosion was going on over there at 15 and Grosbeck. You had people that were curious for their own greedy ways, asking people to go get a better look when there were cylinders flying in the air like missiles.
I forgot about that. Yeah, true. That was like, what? 3 years ago.
Yeah, so, anyways.
But anyway, yeah, I'm assuming that was the guy you were talking about yesterday.
Say that again.
I'm assuming that was the guy that you were talking about the other day, right? That when I sent.
Yes, and I just find it's awful funny that that somebody with the same last name is posting no visitors, right? And I knew there was a hatred between the same last name, and supposedly this guy, by his own admission, I heard him. I just don't know the connection between the two.
The only reason why I stumbled upon that was because I was looking somebody else up that that's a known Yahoo. Charlie and I, we were talking about him, and that's how I stumbled upon that.
Yeah, right. Well, that is the guy. I got confirmation from somebody else that's who passed. So I don't know the guy. Like I said, I'm only became aware of it in this obscure way.
I figured eventually I would stumble across it because, you know, things do spread like wildfire.
Well, I mean, I guess. I mean, if you knew who the guy was, I mean, I didn't know who he was, so I had no idea. It's just that one guy was celebrating his death, you know what I mean? So, so then I became aware of somebody died and why somebody would celebrate their death. I got no idea, but it's usually a caliber of person, right? I'm sure he's not the only one.
Well, that guy there that's making fun, you know, he's celebrating, you know, he needs to worry about himself. I mean, I'm sure his health isn't exactly the best.
Yeah, I don't really know much about him, so. All right, so it's Friday. That's a good thing.
Yep, Tigers won their first game of the regular season. What was it like? I forgot the score, but it was pretty high up there.
Yeah, my nephew was at that game.
Was he? Okay, cool.
And yeah, you know where it was, you don't have to say, but yep.
It was 8-2 against San Diego.
Well, thanks for giving it away.
This is WSBW410, making that repeater okay?
Yeah, kind of sorry. I think you're coming through Detroit, correct?
Yeah, Detroit.
Yeah, you're a little crackly, though, so I'm not sure where you are. You're obviously quite a bit away.
Yeah, I'm headed over towards Grand Rapids, away from Detroit, so I'm probably getting out of range there. Throughout my call sign earlier, but then I couldn't hear the radio. Apparently a 70 microphone is way too loud.
Yeah, I'd say you're on the edge, so you're probably going to hit some good spots and bad spots before you totally get rough, but you're there for now, but probably not going to hold it much longer. Where exactly are you at?
96, headed out of Detroit.
Oh, wow. Well, you're not far from the repeater then. Surprised you were that noisy. All right, well, you're doing okay for the moment.
It looks like the new channel that's going to be on WOW, or any cable provider, it's going to be called Detroit Sportsnet. That's the new network for Tigers baseball.
Geez, only give me 37 a day.
I wasn't aware of the temperature.
Wow, I mean, if that holds true, look at all the moisture next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What are they talking, rain all next week?
Yeah, probably won't hold, but that's what they're showing right now. I mean, holy moly. 7 days of it.
At least it'll bring the lake level back up.
I'm sure it will change, but that's what they're showing right now. It's like a whole lot of rain.
Well, you know weathermen, they can't predict the weather properly.
That's just true. All right, I'm going to go in there and take care of some things. I'll be back. WSHM 738.
Okay, I'll be here. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Okay, five bells and all is quiet.
Well, I'm here. WRWB 49.
All right, very good. Looking forward to getting this day over with and getting to the weekend.
Now I hear you.
WSHM 738. So you should investigate that guy's call there, Mike, and see if there's any postings with the group he's associated with. Because I question what what had been sent about no visitors, right? It's just the name tells me there's some ill there, maybe.
Well, I did some soul searching, and I'm coming up dead, with leads, other leads, but that's as far as I got.
I'm talking about the guy who died. I mean, was he associated with a certain ham radio club?
That's who I was looking at. I didn't find no other, thing except for that Lance Cruz one.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got no idea. I don't know the gentleman.
Yeah, neither do I. I mean, I was, like I said, I was poking around, and that was the only thing I came up with.
Okay, well, anyways.
Anyway, yeah, I'm just looking at something here, trying to fix something, but yeah, it's not working.
Yeah, okay. Well, I forgot Friday, no Charlie today.
Yeah, that's right. Yesterday was his last day.
Yeah, and they won't be working next Friday because it's Good Friday. Yeah, so that one keying on you yesterday, Mike, and I told you where I was, so that very well could have been the guy south. Those distances aren't real far apart.
Right, but it doesn't matter. You could expose them until the cows come home, and they'll still scream in the night.
Well, I always say that group. So, and you'll always be right typically with that, 99 times out of 100, so.
For sure. I mean, they give themselves away.
Yeah, so when you look on a map, you really realize, right, just how close the other guy is to that intersection, right? So it's really close. It's a mile and a half, almost in a straight line. Outdoor antenna, 50 watts.
It doesn't take much.
All right, give me a few minutes to finish up here, WSHM 738.
All right, I'll be here. WSLI 302, you up this morning?
All right, WSHM 738 mobile.
Yeah, we got you in there.
Yeah, if you actually look at that on a flat map there, Mike, and you plot that position and work it south towards you know where, you look at that, that's about a mile and a half. It ain't that far away. You're relatively, you know, relatively close.
Yeah, I get you. It's not that far.
And the more I think about it, the way the signal was, even on the HT from that position, it was probably the further south signal, right? Which ain't that much further, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it.
And then you enter, so there's a magic formula, then you enter in the character. It's almost equal there, but one's a little worse than the other. So, I mean, my senses tell me right down there. Believe me, if they would have kept it up, I would have had it dead to rights. But, I mean, that was a fluke. I just happened to have been in the area when they were trying to jam you, so I mean the opportunities was like, wow, right in my lap here.
Right. No, I get it.
Maybe
eventually they will cut their own throats.
Maybe three times, but that was it. They were short lived. So anyways. All right, so we're in for a cool day. Boy, this weather is up and down a little bit. Getting to the end of March here. Coming on quick. I think Tuesday is the 31st, so getting ready to turn the page on the calendar.
Yep, and then you got Easter coming up.
Yes. Good Friday is a week from today, so 2 days later it'd be Easter. Soon we'll be in 75 degrees and t-shirts.
Yeah, you'd think. Let's hope so.
What time you gotta start today?
In about an hour or so.
Man, this glove keeps breaking on this radio. With all that interference is coming in from. It's usually my car likes to interfere on this frequency for some reason. After it warms up, it goes away.
where that is.
No idea. I know when it's set on idle or very slow, it doesn't do it. When you get rolling, it does it. And then after it warms up, it goes away. Right here on the output frequency, too. And multiple radios. I know it does it on the HP as well when I'm in here.
Maybe it's got something to do with your charging system.
It's some electronics in the car. It's not nothing. Charger? It's... What do you mean, charger?
You know, the alternator, maybe? I don't know.
No, it's something else. I wonder if it's something controlling the transmission, because when it happens, it's like if I'm going slow, like really slow down a side street, it isn't there. And when you ramp it up to 20, 15, 20, 25, 30 miles an hour, it's there. Like I said, after the car warms up, it goes away, so I don't really know. It's like the whole street's full of those markers on people's lawns. So you know, he says, well, they're getting ready to replace the street, so we're replacing the gas lines. I said, does this have anything to do with the tree? He goes, I don't know what that's all about, but it's probably all linked. You know, there's one central person in charge. That'd be the city. And then they're dispatching all these people to do their work, right? Whether it's tree removal, you know, gas line thing, water thing, sewage thing, whatever. But they're getting ready to rip that street up. That's so the jig's up. They told me that.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. Rip everything up and then relay. Well, they got to relay a new street.
I kind of wish they'd do my street, to be honest with you. But I don't think that's what's happening, so I think they're just doing a north-south street, you know, just east of my house, so.
Yeah, I gotcha. That's probably what they're going to do then.
Thanks for your nap, okay? I got a little bit of standing water out by the curb to just east of my driveway, and you can see the cement is sunken in pretty good in the street, right? And when Jim Fouts was still mayor, he went around a few years ago, and he was complaining about standing water and mosquitoes, and they went around the same time marking the streets like they were going to catch up a few spots, which they did, and they fell short, just short of replacing that piece of concrete. And I'm like, why aren't you guys replacing this piece? It's just stupid, right? You can never figure out the ill.
Well, Mayor Fouts looked like he was one step foot in the grave.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's up with him. I know he's not mayor anymore. He's a little PO'd that woman took his job.
Wasn't he termed out by the, according to the city council? If I remember right, he was termed out. He couldn't serve anymore.
I think he was trying to end the term limits or something, you know. I don't know. I don't follow that stuff too much. I just know a little bit about it. He was one shifty looking dude.
Yeah, he was. And he was always getting in trouble for something. You know, they were always trying to investigate him for something anyway.
Well, they get corrupt when they get at that level, even locally, you know. I'm not saying all, but a lot of them. Look at Steinberg, right? Point in case. So they're all a little dirty, I think. I mean, you're probably more right saying that than saying they're not. Yeah, so I don't know if he's part of the city. That's another thing I have to look up, because, you know, this new mayor, she has these things on the Warren City Channel where she's talking to a bunch of people, and that dude's in the crowd. Now, if he's still part of the city, I get it, and if he's not, that's even creepier.
Well, before he was mayor, he worked for Warren Consolidated Schools. He was a math teacher. One of my people I took care of for a long time used to have him as a teacher in class.
Yeah, but he was on the city council in between all that, and then mayor.
Yeah, he's been heavily involved in the city of Warren for a very long time. I think he was even on the school board for Warren Consolidated.
Yeah, it could have been. I only know him from the city council. Remember, I just been in Warren since 2002, so what is that, 24 years? So, other than that, I remember when they used to have the helicopter flying around back in the 80s.
Yeah, that retired in, 2003, and they retired the helicopter, and they sold it.
I remember it, like, when I lived there. I remember seeing it, and then it just disappeared. So now they have a drone.
Yeah, I heard something about that. They got a nice, powerful drone that can fly over the whole city.
I think it's armed with a 10 megaton nuclear warhead, too, I think. I think I seen it flying around one day. I was heading east down 13 Mile Road, and I seen something kind of low in altitude about a quarter mile away with some blue lights on it, and I think it was their drone.
Yeah, I know they have a nice, pretty beefy-sized drone. I did see it on one of the websites.
Yeah, they had it in the Warren Weekly magazine or newspaper or whatever, so looks like they have two pilots for it, some woman and some guy, so. Well, what a nice job that'd be. That'd be a pretty good job to have.
Yeah, it would. It pays well.
Yep, WSHM 738. How about SLI? You're probably in that car through the Tim Hortons drive-thru at this point. Okay, he's not there, Mike.
I called for him earlier, and there was no answer. So he might be sleeping in. I did see your city purchased three new BMWs, motorcycles. They don't use Harleys no more. I guess their motorcycle division uses BMW trucks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, could be. Could be. Yeah, spending my $3,600 a year. That's what they're buying and using that money for.
You know, I never see a around here anymore. I don't think St. Clair Shores had that one for the longest time. And I think he retired. And Clinton Township had one or two. And then long since been gone.
Yeah, say good morning to Alex. He's in there. He's requesting some attention.
Oh, was I being jammed? Good morning. Huh.
Oh, it's a cry for help, Mike. That's all it is. Some have a signature of certain stupidities, and you can almost tell who it is by how they act. You know what I mean? Yes, it's all jamming, but there's a certain way they do it. It's like a fingerprint.
Like telling on yourself without knowing you just told on yourself. That's pretty much how that goes, right?
They've done it before. It sounded, it was 5 foot away from the speakers.
I don't
just
want to
not
talk
smart
about
people,
it.
Mike.
Yeah, I heard.
Period.
I
dot.
About it.
Pay for a license and then you jam it. To show you about the character, you've seen what I sent you, you don't need to comment on it. But if you read every part of it, you just see how bad they lie about everything.
I actually went back to that link and, you know, I couldn't read the whole thing because certain parts were blocked out.
I pretty much sent you everything related to that, I thought. I'll look in a bit.
Oh, no. What you see on your end, I can't see because of certain things, right? Because certain people, you know, don't like me, so they blocked me, right, from them. So I can't see anything that they post or put.
It was a screenshot.
But I actually went to the actual link. I found the actual post on that website, okay, or that page, and went to that comment section, and I could not find, you know, their comments because I'm blocked.
Yeah, I think we got some cross wires there. Anyways, they can't block you from that page. It's not theirs to block.
Not the page itself, but from them, right? So anything that they post on that page, I can't see because I'm not friends with them, and they block me from their page or whatever. But I can go to the Warren page. Yeah, I can see all the other comments that were there, just not theirs.
So is that true? They block you as a user, you can't see any of their posts on another page of somebody else's, like a city forum or whatever? Is that true? I'm not a Facebook guy, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's across the board. I mean, it's like anything they comment on, it could be on a another, you know, site or page or whatever, and yeah, I can't see. I mean, if that person's got you blocked, they got you blocked, you know, all across the board on anything they post or anything they comment on. Doesn't matter which page.
Oh, well. No wonder why them idiots are getting sued in court. They ought to abolish Facebook and all these other social media websites. They're linking people together that don't even know one another. Sue them all.
Yeah, the interwebs, you know, they... Yeah, it's like one big... gigantic network of people. And if you connect the dots, I mean, at some point, you know, your inner circle somehow knows that inner circle, and that inner circle knows, you know, it's crazy.
Well, they can't block me because I'm not on it. Nothing there to block, but I thought I sent you the whole enchilada. But I'll have to relook, and it doesn't matter that you can't see it because a screenshot gives it to you, so.
Yeah, you could view it on your end because you're not blocked, right? But because I'm blocked, I can't see, you know, what they wrote. Now, I can see what other people wrote in that comment section, just those particular people, which I don't care anyway.
Yeah, but again, Mike, you're going back. I'm trying to go two steps forward, and you keep going back to that. What I'm telling you is I sent you the screenshot. So you're seeing it all anyways.
No, I yes, right. I'm still seeing it in other ways, of course. I'm sure they write about me all the time. Do I care? No. doesn't hurt my feelings.
Yeah, so I just looked. Yeah, you got the whole thing. Right, so it's all you. The only thing, there's nothing to go look at right there. I mean, it's just boom, that's it right there. Right, so, says it all. There's one other thing I'll send to you in a minute too. give me 10 minutes or so, but. I'll make the point of what I'm sending to you, too. I'll tell you where I'm going with it. Anyways, all right. I'm going to get ready to shut this thing off. I'm going to stop and go get my donuts. I'll see you later. WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
I don't have time to write a little blurb on it right at the moment, but just read it all, and you'll get where I'm going with it. There's a point in there that says guilty with the other stuff. I think you'll put two and two together. WSHM 738.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
WSEU 202, good morning.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSKF 896, right on the moment.
WRVV 525.
Good afternoon from WRWB 489.
Hey, 489, I just caught the end of that. I had my volume down, apparently, but I did catch the 489, so how's it going today?
It's going pretty good. It seems like we've talked before. I just can't remember. I know it was out here, but it might have been a while ago.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have. I think the last time was on the Mount Clemens repeater. I'm on Detroit right now. Which one are you coming in from?
Mount Clemens. I'm just rolling westbound here on M59.
Yeah, I'm Detroit over here, northbound on Liberty, coming up by University of Detroit. Nice looking day, clear skies, a little bit cool out here, but at least the sun's out.
It's nice out for the most part. As far as the sun goes, I got 32 degrees in the car here.
Mine says 30 right now. I should say 32 a minute ago, but yeah, I'll take the clear skies anyway. What you got going on for the day? Any plans for the weekend or anything?
Besides work, nothing much, man. Just the same old work, work, and more work. I'm actually working right now. I gotta take my one gentleman here to the therapy session, and then once I'm done with that, take him back home and head off to the next assignment.
Yeah, I'm finishing up the day too. I've made a couple stops and did a little bit of work, but I got a long weekend. The kids got school off next week, so just booked a couple of days at Airbnb down in Ohio around Hocking Hill State Park. I don't know, it's supposed to be nice. I've never been there, but I heard good things, so we're going to check that out. Hopefully the weather holds up for a little hike in the woods.
Yep, I knew that. Yeah, I hope it all goes well for you. You got Mike over here, Mike India Kilo Echo. I didn't get your personal.
Oh yeah, name is Nick. Taking it easy, I guess. Trying to close out this week and get a little time away. So anyway, I'll be just cruising. I'll be listening for a while here, and I guess we'll just leave it there for now. But good talk with you, Mike, and we'll catch you next time. WRVV 525.
All right, there. We will talk at you later. this is WRWB 49. It will be standing by. I think there was somebody else trying to get in there. Go ahead.
Good day, everybody. This is WSCT 257, going to be mobile monitoring.
KSME 336 testing.
This is WSBW 410 saying goodbye to the 625 for the weekend.
Hey, you dum-dum, what's going on?
WSJF 896 on the mobile monitoring. Thank you.
WSEU 202. Good afternoon.
WRNW 329 monitoring.
WSEU 202. Good afternoon, WSEO. I think you said 202.
Good afternoon to you.
Quiet on the airwaves this afternoon. Usually I hear somebody on there chattering. Pretty quiet at the moment. The name's Tim back here anyway. In the mobile.
Yeah, Tim, this is Scott over here in Roseville. Yep, there's a couple of them out here.
Okay. I'll just key it up, see who was out there. Now, the weather's not too bad out. At least the sun's shining today anyway.
Yep, good day. The panels are working over this way for sure.
It was pretty warm yesterday, but the old rain kind of wiped anything outside that you want to do. The warm weather, but not too bad. It's supposed to be a little better tomorrow. All right, man. Appreciate the cue, so nice meeting you. WRNW 329, we clear listening.
All right, Tim, have a great day. WSU 202, and we're clear.
What?
Hi, we turned off the heat.
Out of the park. Did that tell you anything?
Sounds like a beautiful place.
Yeah, but yesterday was much better. Even though it was raining.
Roger that.
How are we can go from 70 to 30 is beyond me. Yeah, it wouldn't be Michigan without the weird weather.
So tonight, God, the weather seems to have been too awful terrible today, oddly enough.
Sorry about that, I missed that. I had a truck go by.
That it's nice to be out of work, and traffic isn't too awful today, oddly enough.
I guess if you do it every day, yeah, it would be a good day to be out of work, but I've been out of work since 2010, and I really would love to go back to work.
Well, before I get out of range, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. WSIA 333 out.
Hi, 333. I heard you that time. You have yourself a blessed day and a great weekend. 73. WSIG 839.
KFH DRC. WSQ844 calling WSHR 566. You got a copy?
This is WSHR 566. Go ahead, WSQ844.
What's up?
Oh, nothing much.
Roger, roger. How's the brain sounding? Sounding all right?
Yeah, I can hear you, but there's like a lot of popcorn popping behind you.
Yeah, I got it too, so yeah, I don't know what the heck it is. I don't know if it's the repeater. Popcorn
is
just me.
Yeah, I think the other ones did a little bit.
I think it's you. The heater is off. I don't know what's going on. It just doesn't seem like it's strong enough anymore for some reason.
Yeah, copy that.
But usually they...
Not much. Just took the dog in for, to get his ears checked. He has an ear infection, but he'll be all right.
Oh, roger, roger. That's good. As long as he's all right. Did you have, the vet check, his, back end, too? His, back leg?
No, he said he's good to go. He said he's a... He's in retirement stage, so he said just let him do what he wants to do, you know, and just don't overdo it with him because he's getting older.
Yeah, well, as long as he's got a clean bill of health, that's good.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, Nala left me some presents this morning. She hasn't done it in a while, so her stomach must be bothering her or something. But, yeah, she went to the lodge. Miss Kelly had physical therapy and some other running around to do. So, yeah, I don't know. She's tired out. She's worn out.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, it's good to have the weekend, though. Kelly wants it. Kelly's thinking possibly about going up to Fort Huron tomorrow. They've got a hot tub, show going on, so maybe. We're not sure what we're going to do.
Yeah, copy that one.
All right, have dinner yet?
No, they're making it right now. We're having pancakes for dinner.
Cool, different. Guy that sent me that picture of that Orange Township fire truck in Ohio, he's going down to Virginia to chase trains and stuff.
Yeah, that was a cool picture.
Oh yeah, I like the stuff when there's a difference, instead of like, I don't like how Shelby Township and stuff is, they don't do anything for me. And, well, you guys had something too, didn't you? And, so does Warren. But yeah, they look different. They've got more chrome and they've got different, like pink dressing or whatever.
Yeah, copy that.
You guys got any plans for tomorrow?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Kelly and Tanya talk today, you know?
I don't know. I think they did. I'm not sure. Tanya's changing the bedding. I don't know.
Roger, roger. Turned out to be a beautiful day, though.
Yeah, it's a little cool out, but I can take it. It ain't that bad.
I guess it's supposed to be even nicer on Sunday, so I'll take that for sure.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in the high 60s next week or something, they said. Yeah.
Oh, well. And yeah, you turned early this year. We have snow up until Brandon's birthday. His birthday is on at the end of the month. And it's just 30 years old. And yeah, like I said, we haven't talked to him. I don't know if he's ready to talk to him or not yet.
Yeah, kind of that. He should be calling you, is what he should be doing. Yeah, Sherman, you're breaking up real bad. I can't even talk to you now. I'll give you a call later. You can give me a call now, whatever you want to do. WHHR 566, clear after your final.
Roger that, Kev. We'll talk to you later. Have a good one. WSTQ844.
WSGG772, WRVS713 to Baltimore. Do you copy? WRVS713 to Baltimore. Do you copy? Negative on that WRVS713. This is WSGG772, Shelby Township. I'm home base, standing by.
WSIK 839, listening. WSIK 839, listening.
Rogers, yes.
Go ahead, you got WRWB 49 here.
Yeah, just testing out the new radio up here in New Haven and seeing if I'm able to hit the repeater.
Yeah, you're heading it just fine here. I'm on CTH right now, Mount Clemens. And yeah, you're coming in pretty good.
Great, great. Yeah, I'm bought one of them little Baofeng. CP setting some cheap radio right now. I have other, you know, hands and stuff like that. Figured I'd get something for my wife to try out and see if she likes it. So.
You got a little bit of hissing going on in the background, but for the most part, you're getting in pretty strong, so.
Great. I appreciate that. Well, I'm going to hop off here. Appreciate you. Hopefully, you have a good night. 73CS. This is WRVY 365. I'll be back.
WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSCD 387 for a radio check, please.
You're working.
Thank you. You have a good day. WSCD 387 is clear.
WSIU 275, Matt, are you there?
WSIE 375, Matt, that's a good copy. Vimsha.
WSIE 375, hearing you loud and clear. I hope you have a good night and have a great evening.
Thank you, you're coming through pretty well. A little bit of static, but I could understand every word that you said. Have a great evening. WSIE 375. I'll be clear. Good radio check.
Sounding good. All right, have a good night. WSIE 375, signing out.